Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
After receiving a letter from Liberty Counsel, a school district reversed its position and apologized for what happened to this student who said, "God bless America." Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber as we talk about this situation. Matt, when this hit the news in North Florida, it's called Nassau County School Board. It's north of Jacksonville. The Yulee County or the Yulee High School was the place in question, and where this young boy, young student, while he was giving some announcements of the intercom, ended his message by saying, "God bless America." Well, an atheist organization complained, and he was reprimanded, and that was what hit the news, and Liberty Counsel then sprung to action.
Yeah, you know, these atheist organizations, like People for the American Way and the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they are so out of touch with our history and with the true United States Constitution that it just never ceases to amaze me here. This student has every right under the United States Constitution to say whatever he wants to. He can pray in public at school if he wants to. He can share scripture. He can say "God bless America" for crying out loud, a very common phrase here in the United States that politicians, you know, speak from the floor of the House and the Senate and so forth. And this school district was out of line, and thank heavens for Liberty Counsel, Matt, because if we didn't know about this, if this hadn't come across our wire, and if Liberty Counsel didn't stand in defense of this student who was being bullied by these atheists and by this school district, who the school district may just have been unaware. And the good news is for them, to their credit, Yulee High School has done the right thing and reversed course here and basically told these atheists to go jump in a lake.
Matt, when we heard about this, Liberty Counsel sprung to action. On February 12, we sent a detailed letter to the principal of that particular school at Yulee High School, who ultimately was involved in reprimanding this young student, and we copied all of the board members of the Nassau County School Board and the superintendent, demanding immediate action and a reversal. And the good news is, on February 17, they did reverse themselves. The school district issued a press release, and they said, upon consultation with legal counsel and review of legal advisories, they have reversed their position, and that a student's use of "God bless America" during the morning announcements at Yulee High School does not violate the Constitution of the United States. Well, duh, it certainly doesn't. I'm glad they said that. Didn't take a rocket science scientist to figure that out. But we also, they also said, "We feel that the complaint filed on behalf of another student through the American Humanist Association should not supersede the right of other students to use the phrase." Now, I think that is a great response by the school. But even more so, Matt, they go on to say at the very end, they said, "Our hope is that the phrase 'God bless America' will continue to ring in the halls of Congress, in our stadiums, in our arenas, in the halls of our schools, and most importantly, in the hearts of our children." Now, that is a zinger. And that is a great way for them to end their press release that the school district, Nassau County School District, issued on February 17, just a few days after they received the letter from Liberty Counsel.
Yeah, Matt, and that quote is attributed to Superintendent John Ruiz there, and kudos to the Yulee High School and the Nassau County School District there for their courage. They goofed up. They admitted it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. They admitted they were wrong. You know, people are so accustomed to being bullied now by groups like the American Humanist Society, which was the complaining organization, and the ACLU, and other of these anti-Christian organizations, that they kind of have a knee-jerk reaction, and this notion of separation of church and state, so-called, is so ingrained, falsely ingrained, to the zeitgeist of our of our culture here that people tend to react in a knee-jerk fashion. They've corrected themselves, and not only corrected themselves, but, you know, I often say God is the best counterpuncher in the universe here. And what they intended for evil ended up being for good. And for one student saying God bless America over an intercom to fellow students ends up now being a national press release that goes out with the superintendent making that powerful statement. So, you know, these organizations can keep bullying Christian students and Christians across the country. And all it takes is a little pushback, and it can actually be used for good.
You know, the interesting thing is this press release comes from the Nassau County School District. So this is a statement of the school district because the board was copied on this letter. Now, John Ruiz is the superintendent. Earlier in this press release, it says, in this matter, the principal's actions were directed by the superintendent, and concerns regarding the disposition of this occurrence should be directed to the superintendent. But, you know, it was the school district, the board, as a whole, that certainly is reversing this situation and telling the school district and all the other employees, including the superintendent, this is what our position is. Our hope is that the phrase God bless America will continue in Congress, in our stadiums, in our arenas, in our schools, and in the hearts of children. I mean, that's a powerful statement, and I am very pleased with the response of the school district. They avoided a lawsuit, frankly, because Liberty Counsel would not have stood by and allowed this principal, who was also, it says in this press release, directed by the superintendent, to do what they did in the first place. Now, I'm glad that the school district reversed itself, and they have given the superintendent and the principal of that school and all the other schools specific direction. Don't do this again. We want it to ring in the stadiums. We want God Bless America to ring in our schools. We want God Bless America to ring in the hearts of our children and in the halls of Congress. So this is not just a retraction. I'm sorry we made a mistake. But they are embracing what's the essence of America, and that is in God we trust. That's in our currency. God bless America. That is essential to who we are as Americans.
Yeah, Matt, it's so exciting to me that, again, what the American Humanist Society intended for evil and as to bully the Nassau County School District, put them in a position where they now have initially balked, but now they've doubled down. And now the official position of the Nassau County School District can be summed up in three words: God bless America. That's now their official position that they have released in this statement. So this is an epic backfire, and I want to see more backfires like this, because not only do people who take a stand like this have God on their side and standing behind them, they have the full weight of the United States Constitution standing behind them, as does Nassau County School Board. And so what you do with the bully when you're being bullied is you push back. If you roll down, lay down, and curl up in a ball, you're going to keep getting bullied. If you stand up and fight, then the bully most of the time will run off with his tail between his legs.
And that's what happened in this particular case. You know, it would have been better for the American Humanist Association just to shut up and be silent. But they wanted to push back. And frankly, had we not been there to push back harder on the opposite side, they would have won. This boy would have been reprimanded, and the message would have been loud and clear. Don't use God bless America again, not just on the intercom, but in the halls of the school. Erase it from your mind. Erase it from your vocabulary. In fact, erase it from your heart. It's not welcome here. Well, in fact, we did push back, and we got a great result. Thank you for standing with Liberty Counsel. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry. Liberty Counsel is advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family through litigation, education, and policy. For more information, visit our website, lc.org, and hopefully we'll see you at The Awakening 2015, March 14, in Orlando, Florida. The Awakening 2015 in Orlando, Florida is going to be on Saturday, March the 14th. Franklin Graham is a keynote speaker, Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rick Santorum, and others as well. James Robison, he is a powerful speaker, known worldwide, and a powerful preacher of the gospel as well. This is a combination of the Great Awakening, which gave the foundation for the American Revolution. It is a faith and spiritual renewal, but it's also a revival of our liberty. This is the marrying of the Great Awakening in the American Revolution. This is an amazing event. You won't want to miss it. Join us on March 14. Register now. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Be encouraged, be inspired, and walk away knowing how you can be a part to make a difference in our community and in our nation. Go to the Awakening, lc.org, March 14. We'll see you in Orlando, Florida.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.